I'm Paul Doherty. I play Angus Young in DCAC.
22 years you've been going for now.
Yeah.
And you put out this post earlier this week saying it was time to hang up the old SG. So what's going on?
Last year was a very difficult year for me personally. I had an operation, bowel operation, which was successful, which was really nice. And I've just struggled after it. I've got a few other issues that are going on, and I'd rather go out on a high than go out on unable to play, unable to perform, unable to play to the full extent I want to play to.
Because it's such an energetic role, isn't it, to be Angus Young?
Yeah, you don't stop. You run and you move and you play, and it's 2.5 hours of full-on exhaustion. I suppose is the best way to describe it.
And beloved on the Isle of Man, what are your memories like? How did it start 22 years ago?
I tried to get the band together very early on. It was just something I wanted to do. Big AC/DC fan. I wanted to get a band together for a one-off gig. We were planning at that time to move out to Australia. And during the time of getting the band together, that kind of fell through. My father became ill and all the plans changed. So we played the gig, great reception. And then all of a sudden we were playing another gig. So we played two within the year. And after that, the ball just kept rolling. We just, as a band, we just loved doing what we were doing. And it's been very difficult to stop.
Mm. A mainstay of TT, I think it has to be said, is a DCAC gig.
Yeah, we've done quite a few for TT Weekend. We love it. We absolutely love it. The crowd are brilliant. The Villa are very accommodating. We just love to get up and perform, you know, and the longer we can do, the better it is for us.
And looking ahead to this year's TT, this is when you're planning this final gig, isn't it? When's this happening? What's it going to...
Okay, the gig itself is going out on the Tuesday the 2nd of June. It will be the final gig for DCAC. It's going to be a bit of an emotional roller coaster for all of us, I would imagine, through this. But we plan on going out with a bang. We don't sort of plan on whimpering away. Mm. And, you know, we plan to give it. This is going to be the biggest production and probably the longest set we've ever played. So we will give the fans what they want to see.
Absolutely everything you've got. Everything. You've thanked all the other members and you say you couldn't do it without them and their organisation skills as well.
It's just fab. You know, it's a family. It's not a band. It's a family because it's extended out. It's not just the people in the band. It's the family that sort of enables us as a band to do what we do. And without that, we would struggle, you know, and they've done so much to help us.
What would you like to say to those fans that have come out over the years? You must have met some quite interesting characters over the years.
You always meet interesting characters, and that's what makes it so good. The difference in the ages is phenomenal. You know, you get from teenagers up to people in their 70s and 80s, and they're still coming to watch us play. I mean, they obviously relate to the music that we're performing. And I just want to say a massive, massive thank you from myself and from every member of DCAC to everyone that's come and supported us, because it's just made it so, so special. We've got so many memories that we will take with us and we will never forget it.
Well, look, it's sad to see the band disbanding at this time, but Tuesday, the 2nd of June, 2026 at the Villa Marina Royal Hall, the final stand, that will be the big blowout.
Yeah.
What can people expect there? You said it's going to go on a bit longer than usual.
They're going to they will get an extended set. We've already sorted that side of it out. There'll be more pyro. There'll be more flames. There'll be more bells. There'll be more cannons. It'll be the full works, and we will go out with a bang. I just want to thank everyone, and I want to thank everyone in the band and everyone that's been associated with us and just made our dream come true.
Final question. What has been your favourite AC/DC song to play live? What has been the number one song for you over the years?
I mean, there's been so many because we've tried so many different songs. We don't always play them. We kind of switch the set around. For me, personally, I love Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.